Did you watch the Melbourne Cup last Tuesday, deemed by many as one of the most famous horse races? The annual event sees racehorses run over a distance of 3,200 metres at Flemington Racecourse in Melbourne. The Melbourne Cup has been held on the first Tuesday of November every year since 1875. In more recent years, there has been a growing concern regarding the health and safety of participating racehorses. To learn more today, we are joined by Dr. Liz Walker, CEO of RSPCA Victoria. Good morning, Dr. Walker.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us. Now, to start off, a big concern regarding horse racing is the jockey's use of a whip while racing. Mm-hmm. For those unfamiliar with racing, why is the whip used?
Well, the whip has been used historically, so it's a great tradition. It is used for allegedly two main reasons, for performance enhancement, to make them run faster, the horses that is, and for safety. So that's the that's the common understanding, but the evidence suggests very strongly that there is no need for the whip. And certainly RSPCA's policy is that the whip should be prohibited from use for performance enhancing reasons because it causes pain and distress to the animals, and there's really no use for it. It's not an appropriate use in this current day and age with the evidence at hand.
And could you expand a bit on what the actual impact of the use is on the horses?
Yeah, so perhaps if I just talked about the rules first up too.
Okay.
So the current rules say that a horse can be whipped up to five times until the last 100 metres of the race. And these are rules made by Racing Australia, so they apply to the entire country. And those up until the last 100 metres, they can't be applied in consecutive strides. And the idea is that you give the horse time to respond. And in the last 100 metres, it's up to the jockey's discretion. So what that means is that the horse can probably be hit with the whip, you know, up to and even more than 15 times in a race under the current rules. But you will see that the majority of the whips that happens to the horses is in the last 100 metres, quite clearly to try and get the last bit of effort out of the horse when they're already fatigued. So they can't respond, they're already exhausted, there's an abundance of evidence that shows that, you know, that it, the whips leave very clear marks in the skin and will be causing pain to those animals.
And this year's Melbourne Cup saw increased penalties for whip rule breaches. Do you think it's enough, the penalties?
Look, I think the penalties for the second place getter were unprecedented. So that was a $50,000 fine and also a ban on 13 race meetings. That's certainly the most significant penalties that we've ever seen. I think that's getting more like it. But really, the industry needs to actually make the decision to prohibit them entirely. And in fact, Racing Victoria in September made it very clear on public record that the industry needs to proceed towards prohibiting them, and suggested that a first step would be to restrict the total number of times the whips could be used in a race to between 5 and 8. And certainly that would be progress. The entire country needs to get on board with that. The rules come through Racing Australia, and I think it's very clear from research, not only from the research around the fact that whips hurt horses, but we've done research in Victoria that shows that 69% of Victorians are opposed to the use of the whip. And furthermore, very sorry about the truck going past. Furthermore, that actual race goers, 61% of race goers are opposed to the whip as well. And around 71% of punters would say even now that if the whip wasn't used, that they would continue to participate. So I think the community has spoken on that one.
I'm curious, how do we compare to other countries?
Yeah, great question. So there are a number of countries that have gone entirely to whip free who've gone to whip-free racing, particularly I think it's around Denmark and in that particular area. But in these probably larger, more traditional racing countries like the UK, France, Germany and the US, and even and Ireland as well, they have gone to a restricted number of times that a whip can be used. So they're all very much on that journey towards prohibiting whips. So, for instance, in France and Germany, the maximum times a whip can be used on a horse in one race is 5. And I think and California is about to go to 7 or 8. So I think the journey is certainly happening. What we would say is that, you know, performance for racehorses is really determined by good breeding, by quality training and outstanding horsemanship. That should give us a level playing field and stop horses being hurt in the pursuit of horse racing.
Now, we're almost out of time, but I do quickly want to ask, obviously the Melbourne Cup is a contentious issue with animal rights, but it also is a long history since 1875. Your background is in veterinary science, but also as the CEO of RSPCA Victoria, which I want to preempt for your answer. But in your opinion, is there a way that we kind of balance and continue running the Cup that is safe and healthy for the racehorses?
Well, I think in order for it to continue, there has to be. I think there are two broad issues around injury in racehorses that have been highlighted by the Cup. One is in terms of the entire industry. And the truth is we simply don't know enough about injury and both catastrophic and non-catastrophic injuries that happen in horse racing across the country. So there has to be transparency on that so the issues are understood and that action is taken to prevent injury, and that we're very clear on what becomes of horses in their post-racing lives. So that's one issue. Now, when it comes to the Cup, there is clearly a problem with around 6 horses having catastrophic injuries in the last 7 years. That is a terrible statistic that needs to be investigated. They are all international horses. It is absolutely vital that Racing Victoria and the industry understands what's going on there and puts in place some real measures to ensure that all horses in the Cup run safely. So there's a lot of work to be done in order to make sure that happens, and I think that's essential for the racing to continue.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for your time.